Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Thanasis Vouteris, and by myself, Hercules Economou. The week that is starting today is dedicated to international covers of Mikis Theodorakis songs, and today and tomorrow we will be camping in beautiful Scandinavia. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Arya Sion Ma sings Mikis Theodorakis in Swedish. Arya Sion Ma was born in 1944 in the town of Mikkeli in Finland. She studied at the Sibelius Academy and earned a Bachelor of Arts at the Helsinki University. Arya became a very famous singer in her country, singing Mikis Theodorakis in two languages. Today, we'll be listening to her Swedish performances, while tomorrow it will be time for her Finnish ones. Now, let's focus on her own story of how she got to meet Mikis Theodorakis, drawing on a 2005 speech of hers in Crete. The song was called Periali, and the composer was Mikis Theodorakis. I learned that this man was imprisoned because of this song, and that this song was banned in Greece at that time of the dictatorship. The song was about a secret beach, about the beach that was white as a dove. We were thirsty at noon, but we couldn't drink the water. The water was sweet. On the blonde sand we wrote her name, and the waves erased that name. I learned later, when I met Mikis, that this name was Eleftheria, freedom.
Stop. περιά ή το κρύφο κι άσπρο σαν περιστέρι. Διψάσαμε το μεσημέρι μα το πάνω στην άμμωτη ξανθή γράψαμε το όνομα της. Ωραία που φύσηξε ο μπαμπαμπαμπαμπτής και σβήστη καρδιά με την πνοή την πόθος και την πάθος πήρα με την ζωή μας λάθος κι αλλάξαμε ζωή. Πήραμε τη ζωή μας λάθος κι αλλάξαμε ζωή.
But let's go back to when I probably first got my hands on the song Perijalli. It was at the University of Helsinki, at the student theatre that was Finland's first experimental and political theatre in the late 60s. I didn't know anything about Mikis Theodorakis. I was studying classical piano at the Sibelius Academy. I was an active member of the theatre, influenced by the spirit of those times, and slowly became politicized. We were rehearsing a political cabaret for Greece called Cabaret for Democracy. When I say cabaret, I mean a performance with discussion and with political songs. We used Bertolt Brecht, a cafe theatre with protest songs and a cabaret program. But the Perijalli was completely different. Where was the political message that had cost freedom to this composer? Why was he imprisoned? There was nothing dangerous about that song. It was a lyrical masterpiece written by George Seferis, who had won the Nobel Prize in Literature.
Det finns ett hav som ingen ser. Det finns en grav där ingen dör. Det finns en sol
strand i varje sken. Och om du vill ditt väl förstå och vara fri när molnen går, så bygg en värld, en värld att leva i. Nu gäller det ditt liv, ditt eget liv. Det finns en värld som ej förgår. Det finns ett brev som ingen läst. Det finns en vind som allt förstår. Det finns en frihet utan sår. Och om du vill ditt väl förstå och vara fri när molnen går, så bygg en värld att leva i. Nu gäller det ditt liv, ditt eget liv. Så bygg en värld, en värld.
The song spoke to my heart. It spoke to all my senses, with its sense of harmony, with its sensuality, such a naked song, with a taste of salt, sand, sand. I felt as if I was in an atmosphere of purity and love, a complete catharsis. The most beautiful song I had ever heard in my entire life. I remember thinking at the time, I would like to meet this man someday. He must be something special. To write something so beautiful and go to jail for it? I remember it like it was yesterday. It was so powerful, and it's so powerful now, after all those years, as if nothing has changed.
Let's go. terra skönt är havets blåa fria rand. Vi ska ta oss fram till havet, vi två hand i hand. Mycket står i vägen, men i alla lägen litar vi på kärleken. Ingenting i världen hejder oss på färden när vi håller fast vid den. Håll mig i hand, håll om mig hård.
Arya Sayonma continues her narration. I must have wanted it so badly to meet this man that gods heard me, and finally this man appeared in Finland. He had managed to escape from the dictatorship in Greece and was visiting different European countries giving speeches, trying to get support for an anti-dictatorship campaign, and he was talking to students and to politicians. By then, I had moved on and I had become the head of the student theater and had even directed one play.
Kyssar smakar alltid väl. Kom och låt din orm få slingra sig i mig. Kom och låt din orm få slingra sig i mig. Snabbt så är jag fast i dig. Blommor ska slå ut i mig. Smaken av det gror i mig. Kom vi en fantasi. Älska mig här inuti. Kärlek är frukt som ingen kan förstå. Kärlek är frukt som ingen kan förstå. Blicken du ger bara ler. Kom du är min diamant. Älska mig tills allt blir sant. Bortom alla ord, naken är jag alltid god. Känn hur dina vågor rullar genom mig. Känn hur mitt förtrollning dansar inom dig. Nu så är du kär i mig, fjärilarna ska bo i dig. Blicken du ger bara ler. Kom du är min diamant. Älskar mig tills allt blir sant. Gånga bortom natten.
kyssa läker alla sår, kyssa läker alla sår. Paradisets portar öppnar sig min vän, rid mig genom stormen, det var länge sen. Håll mig hårt, jag faller än, ska vi börja om igen. Älska mig tills allt blir sant. Kom, du är min diamant. Älska mig tills allt blir sant.
It was a Sunday afternoon and some people came to the house where we had our studio and told me and Harry that they had found a tape on Finnish radio listening to some female voice of some girl singing Mikis Theodorakis. Was it someone from our theater? They asked. And I told them that it's probably me. I'm the one singing this on this radio recording that you have. They said that Mikis Theodorakis was coming to Helsinki the next day, and he was tired, and he was looking for someone who could sing his songs. Now that they had found out that I had recorded this song that they had heard, they came and almost pushed me on stage the next evening. I cancelled all those rehearsals that I was directing, ran to the radio, found the tapes, learned the song again, and counted the beats, drawing lines next to the words.
Se, jag sådde gräs på dina kullar, så att fåglar skulle komma. Världens famn har blivit tom och ödslig. Du har bortförts av en måne vit. Och se hur stjärnan fryser på mörkret i den fryser också, och natten är så lång. Och kärleken förtvinar på köldens höga loft, och drömmen som jag drömde har blivit rök och stå. Kärlekstistlar står vid flodens stränder. Det har börjat blåsa hårt och kallt. Jag har blivit vass i Herrens köldens höga loft, och drömmen drömmen som jag drömde har blivit rök och storm.
Twenty-four hours later, I managed to get on stage that next evening. It was a Monday night with a makeshift orchestra, and I had written little notes for me to know when to speak, when to sing, how many beats to count. My little soul was shaking. What would this composer think of me? I imagined he would be angry, furious, because I might have sung his songs differently from what he imagined. I had no idea how one should interpret these songs. I let them come from my heart with my own passion. I put in them all my awareness of the world, all my dreams, all my soul. I may not have had much by then, but what I had came out, and it came out powerfully.
Stjärnorna blekna bort medan morgonstjärnan i öster manar dig skynda på. Kan du se stjärnorna blekna bort medan morgonstjärnan i öster manar dig skynda på. Hur galen får en mamma bli att inte släppa sin dotter fri? Men sänk en lina ner till mig nu i natt, jag väntar här nedanför. Så ska vi älska varandra.
I spoke of the trees that do not bend under a small sky, of faces that only bow before justice, the landscape that is as hard as silence and hot stone, the tents, the olive trees, the vines, the water, the light. I talked about things, about images through the poems that were very powerful, full of passion, full of strength. For someone from the Nordic countries like me, they were exotic. Cypress trees don't grow in the Nordic countries. The words had a strange, fruity taste in my mouth. The music was dramatic, naked, sensual. I was enchanted by the beauty of this world.
La! La 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 la
skärgård med snö och inte slantar på mig. Här inne så är meningslöst, meningslöst, meningslöst. Du ser mitt liv och
Arya Saijonmaa recalls, many people came to our theater. Mikis came too. He sat in the front row, and a few minutes after I began to sing, Mikis suddenly got up, came on stage, almost jumping. This man was not tired, as he had been described to me. He came to the piano, dismissed the poor pianist, sat down at the piano himself, and began to accompany me. They were all holding their breath in the audience. What the hell was going on? Do you know this song? He was saying. Do you know this one? Do you know that one? He was talking to me in English. Yeah, I knew some of them, but only in Finnish. It doesn't matter, he said. Sing with me. So we sang a duet. He spoke Greek, I spoke Finnish. It really didn't matter. We started improvising. Something strange was happening. I don't know what. The magic was there and the music was there, and we could feel them both.
Om ingenting finns kvar. Genom luften, genom vattnet, genom allt jag ser, ska jag fly till himmelen och aldrig komma ner. Ta mig härifrån, lyckan är ett hån. Ta mig härifrån i en Amazon. Min hemlighet. Genom jorden, genom elden, genom allt jag har, ska jag snurra livets hjul om ingenting finns kvar. Genom luften, genom vattnet, genom allt jag ser, ska jag fly till himmelen och aldrig komma ner. Time. hästarna jag rider på är min hemlighet. Genom jorden, genom elden, genom allt jag har ska jag snurra livets hjul om ingenting finns kvar. Genom luften, genom vattnet, genom allt jag ser ska jag fly till himmelen och aldrig komma ner. Hemlighet. Genom jorden, genom elden, genom allt jag har ska jag snurra livets hjul om ingenting finns kvar. Genom luften, genom vattnet, genom allt jag ser ska jag fly till himmelen och aldrig komma ner.
Suddenly Mickey's grabbed the microphone and announced to the audience, "Aria will follow me on my world tour." That's how I heard it for the first time, on the microphone on stage. Silence in the audience, and then the big explosion. The news was out. You know the rest. I followed him. I gave up my studies. I gave up the theater. I gave up Finland, the Sibelius Academy. I gave up everything. I followed Mickey's. I went to Paris, where many other personalities of the arts and the letters lived, in exile. And we started the world tour.
Tusen glömda dagar, arbete och bröd. Jag vill älska vinet, gör mig varm och röd. Låt mig få vara vacker, själv är du som en gud. Om en som färgar natten fångar jag från din färgar natten, fångar jag från din hud. Låt mig få vara vacker, själv är du som en gud. Om en så färgar natten, fångar jag från din hud. Alla åren, de tappades i sand. Äg mig nu min fjäril här i sommarland. Men om du inte stannar, då drömmer jag om din mun som värmde mina läppar en milelång sekund. Känn blodet brinner så.
som en gud. Fångas av värjar natten, fångar jag från din hud. Låt mig få vara vacker, skäll du som en gud. Fångas av värjar natten, fångar jag från din hud.
And Arya Sayunma's narration goes on. Mickey's changed my life. He opened it up in a new, unknown, totally unexpected direction. I was one of three soloists. The other two were Greek, and I was the only foreigner in the group. In this group, there was never another foreigner. I was the only barbarian, so to speak. Isn't that what you say about the non-Greeks? I was involved in the lives of these exiled people, in their daily struggle, in the really big moments of the concerts. So it was an intense experience. It shook me up.
Ensam går de, världens kvinnor. Ensam går de, vart de går. Männen vandrar egna vägar. Sällan kan de följa. Stolta
Not only the Greek culture, but also Paris was new to me. The Greeks were in exile. There, in Paris, cultural differences took on a human tone. Mickey's voice became international. It became the voice of all the unhappy, dissatisfied people. Mickey's voice was great at the time. With his socio-political commitment, he managed to reach far beyond national and cultural borders. Music played a role within the political reality. My visions, the dreams of a young idealist that I was, quickly entered political reality. Out of dreams came action and the struggle for freedom. Well, with this beautiful rhythmic song by Mikis Theodorakis, I'm afraid that today's journey in his collaboration with Arja Saijonmaa in Swedish has come to an end. Tomorrow we will be listening to the Finnish side of this partnership. It is time to kiss you goodbye with the song Ximeroni. From our sound engineer, Thanasis Vouteris, and from myself, Herkules Kanamu, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
frid. Kom
Shut